Over the past 2 decades, millions of ordinary Afghans have fled their country. Most left to escape the Soviet occupation. Others fled when rival Afghan warlords clashed following the Soviet withdrawal. Still others left to escape the harsh rule of the Taliban or lately the punishing U.S. airstrikes. Now at least some of those refugees are beginning to think about returning to their homes. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from the Pakistani border town of Peshawar.
Salim, a small Afghan boy with nervous eyes, doesn't know when his birthday is. Asked his age, he reaches for a book in the corner of the family's mud hut where he says his father wrote down the date of his birth. Eventually, he finds it. I'm 14, he says proudly. I was born in 1987. All 14 of those years have been spent in this mud hut at a refugee camp on the edge of Peshawar, an hour's drive from the Afghan border. His father arrived here 20 years ago, fleeing the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, and this is the only life Salim knows. He says he wants to go to Afghanistan and study to be an engineer so he can help rebuild his country. Salim's father, Shan Bacha, says he and his family must go back soon.
When I arrived here, I had nothing, and I built this hut from nothing. If I go back, I will start from scratch again. It's our homeland, and as long as there's peace, we'd rather live there, no matter how poor we are.
As long as there's peace is a major condition, though. The interim Afghan government, headed by Pashtun leader Hamid Karzai, is due to take power on Saturday, and most of the more than 2 million Afghan refugees in Pakistan are watching closely to see if the fragile peace can hold under the new leadership. Shanbacha's neighbor, Amidullah, whose long white beard makes him look 20 years older than his 40 years, says he's in no rush to return. You must be joking, says Amidullah. Hamid Karzai and the other interim Afghan leaders can't even guarantee their own safety. So how are the lives of the common people going to be protected? The decision of whether to return or not is one being faced not only by the poor refugees, but also by those Afghans who've made a success of their lives in Pakistan. 45-year-old Haji Mohammed Naeem inspects the work of his carpet weavers, knocking each thread tightly into place on a huge loom. Naeem fled his country in the 1980s, and his company in Peshawar now has a turnover of roughly $1 million a year. If right now I was satisfied that there was stability and peace in Afghanistan, he says, I'd head straight for the border this afternoon, and I'd take my family with me. Afghanistan needs people who are trained in different specialties, he says. We need experts in all areas to return. And of course, we need businessmen like me. Naeem says his carpet business employs a total of 45,000 people, mainly Afghan exiles in Pakistan. If he could get back to Kabul, he could do the same there, he says, grinning. Then we could take people away from fighting, he adds, and turn their Kalashnikovs into tools for weaving carpets. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Peshawar, northwestern Pakistan.